It's your girl again, Arthlene, and welcome to my podcast. In this episode, I will be speaking with a sports analyst, a sports journalist, a sports lover, an expert football strategist. He's good, right? And I've known him in the football territory since when I was in school. He was always in sports and he was always doing sports journalism and others. He has so much to say in this episode. I'm super excited that he's here, right? This is who I have today in the studio.
So can we meet you? Who do we have here?
My name is Molani Yafanta. I'm a sports journalist, a writer. I'm into media and everything in between, really. So
what happened? What made you start doing sports? Like, what interested you? Like, some people do sports, but not everybody's making money out of sports, right? So why did you pick that niche?
Well, I've always loved the radio. As a kid, I was fascinated by the radio and what happens in the radio. And because I'm also a sport enthusiast, I followed football a lot. You know, most of the time, I go out of my way to watch football games. Really. So the love for football and my love for the radio ensured that I found myself in this business, really. It was deliberate. It was deliberate because the way I started, I was deliberate with it, and I got an opportunity then while I was in college to more like intern with a radio station here. And I featured on their sports programs, and I think that was 2012, I'm not mistaken. Okay. I featured on their sports programs, and that's how it started, and I've never looked back. Though I have my career outside sports, but sports has always been with me since 2012. So basically, that's how it started.
So what club do you currently support? EPL or Bundesliga or La Liga?
Well, I support FC Barcelona. That's that's my club.
Please, why do I usually have Barca fans on my podcast? God. So what's Barca like without FC?
How many Barcelona fans have you
had? I've had like two. One Man U fan, one Chelsea fan, but I've had two Barca fans here. The last Barca fan was the female.
Yeah, we are good like that. So you should be proud that you have us on your podcast.
So what's Barca without Messi?
Well, quite weird, really. Quite weird. For some of us that have been supporting Barcelona for a long time.
For a very long time, right?
We didn't see Messi live the way he did. Really. So when you watch in play for another club side apart from Barcelona, you know, just you have this feeling that these things are not just real, are not well real. So it's been weird, but that's what football is. You are made for moments like this. Yeah, you are prepared for unforeseen circumstances, and we are good now. Yeah, good. At least that mourning period is over.
So this will lead me to my next question. Now, what's your take generally about players who can be in love with a particular club and fast forward like the next season they've left? Like, what's your take about that? Because you know, sometimes as football players, I don't know, money sometimes is deem it. Like when it's money, they're all into it. But to some other players, dedication and love for a particular club is it. But take Messi, for example. For me as a person, I was thinking Messi would stay in Barca and end his career in Barca. Like,
that was what many people of us thought.
Do you get? But now he has left Barca and is in PSG. So what's your take about that, like, generally?
Well, football these days goes beyond loyalty. Maybe in the 90s, used to have, you know, players that would stay around in the club all through their career. But these days, you have several factors that are really mitigating against having a loyal player. Money is a big factor, really. Money is a big factor. And footballers these days, before they consider anything, before they start thinking about the loyalty, they think about the money. So they go to places where they would get the money and take care of the family. The reason why Messi stayed at Barcelona for long was not basically because, he started his career at Barca. It was because Barca also took care of him in terms of the monetary aspect of things. You know, hand a whole lot of money. And in fact, he left and he's earning some good cash out at Paris Saint-Germain. When you see players jump ship every now and then, it's understandable because the name of the game now is money. Money will come first before loyalty. Fine, we have some players that would rather stay put at a particular club site and maybe spend the rest of their career there. But even at that, they are not playing for free. They are not there just on holiday. They are there to make some money, and the club sides that they are playing for also taking care of them. So these days is not surprising. You see a player whenever he's unveiled as a new player for a club side, he's kissing the badge, you know, making all of the promises, and boom, the next few months he's saying he wants to leave. So it's the order of the day, and we just have to live with it. We just have to live with it. Yeah.
That's true. That's true. And that's sometimes I feel basically that I don't know. Could you enlighten us on this very dicey topic? Now, could we say there's a difference between love for football and having passion for football?
Well, the way I see it, really, the way I see it is this. You can't substitute one for the other. If you are passionate about something, you have to love that thing, really. If you say, like, for example, now, I love Barcelona. I'm quite passionate about Barcelona, really.
Okay.
So I can't say I'm passionate about Barcelona and I don't love Barcelona and everything that the club, you know, represents. Now, Messi is no more there. For people that supported Barcelona because of Messi, they left, really.
Obviously.
But I started supporting Barcelona before even Messi came to the limelight. Yeah, you know. So it's Barca first before any other individual. So the two are quite interwoven, really, and they go hand in hand. You have to love something, and you have to also show passion for that thing. So for football lovers, we are quite passionate. That's why football is a very emotional sport. It's a very emotional sport.
Really, too.
Yeah. You see people, that moment that they are watching their favorite team play, they are in their zone. They're in their zone. Some can be, you know, animated. Some can be, you know, a little bit on the high side. When I mean on the high side, maybe they have their moment of anger. They have their moment of, you know, celebration and all the like. So, it's the love for the game that drives the passion, really. So that's why I said both go hand in hand, and you can't substitute one for the other.
Yeah, interwoven. Okay. If you ask as a guy, right? Like, you just have to choose just one thing as a guy, you love or football, which will you go for and why?
Love or football?
Yes. Those are two different things. Love or football. Which would you go for?
That's very tricky. Very, very tricky. I know what you did there. You tried to put me on the spot. But it's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
Thank God I'm not married, so it's very easy for me to go for my football.
No, your girlfriend will hear this. I swear.
She's not going to listen to this part. So I'll go for my football. Maybe when I'm married, I'll go for the love for my family. But for now, my football.
That's true. So a very quick question I wanted to ask now. Now, football has evolved over the years, right? And we have seen talented players come in, come out to play football. Now, you're given a chance to just bring just one player back to play football. Any ex-footballer, who would that ex-footballer be?
Ex-footballer? I fell in love with Barcelona because of Ronaldinho. So, if there's any player that... I would want to see over and over again. Obviously, it's Ronaldinho.
Why?
I mean, Ronaldinho represents everything. Excitement, passion, a proper Brazilian player, you know, the Jogo Bonito style. You know, he's playing, he's smiling. So I would want to see him play forever, really. So that's one player that I would love to bring back. One ex-international, one ex-player that I would love to.
Now, let me ask you this very question. Now, taking one club from EPL and placing it in the La Liga, which club would that be? Like, all these clubs in EPL.
Yeah, Arsenal. Arsenal, really.
Why Arsenal? Arsenal fans, Jesus. Why Arsenal? Arsenal's playing style is almost the same as Barca's playing style?
Yeah, it's the playing style. Since the days of Arsene Wenger, they have this Spanish style of football that they play, really. So, and I feel that even under Mikel Arteta, the difference is not that huge. I feel that their style of play and the stature of the club will fit in into the Spanish Liga, really.
Arsenal. Okay, so before I let you go, because it's a podcast and podcasts are usually not too long, I let you go, now use love, life, and football in a phrase. Tell your listener something.
Okay. This is a big assignment. Love, football, and life.
Yeah, in a phrase. Tell your listener something. Yeah.
I have to rack my head for this. So, who am I directing this to?
To your listener.
Oh, okay, to the listener. The love for football gives life. Simple. Very simple.
Wow, that's super amazing.
Very easy.
You know, I was thinking it was going to be a hard call, but you did it so brilliantly. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for being in my show today. God bless.
A pleasure.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you. Bye. And that is all our package for today. Till we meet again next time, make sure you do everything in your power to grow. Right? Bye. See you in my next episode. Thank you.